Wasatch Mountain State Park is the only one of Utah's 42 parks that didn't have a daily use fee. But according to park naturalist Kathy Donnell, that's all changed as of October 1st when the park instituted that daily fee.
So just like every other state park in Utah, we now charge a fee. It's $7 per carload up to 8 people. Look for the fee kiosk anywhere you enter the park. There's about 15 of them. If you are driving through, there is no fee. If you stop to hike, picnic, feed the ducks, bike, fish, etc., the fee applies. There is no extra fee for golf.
There are a few ways to avoid paying the daily fee. The easiest way is to purchase an annual state parks pass that is good for unlimited entrance to all of the state parks for $75, or a pass for $35 for those 62 and older.
The annual pass is good for all 42 state parks for a year from the time you buy it. If you just visit Wasatch to hike, bike, fish, feed the ducks, etc., you can join the Friends of Wasatch at www.friendsofwasatch.org for $25 a person, or you can volunteer at the park and you will receive a day pass just for Wasatch. And that this pass is not good at any of the other area parks or any Utah State parks, just at Wasatch. If you walk into the park, there is no fee, but you are not allowed to park in the nearby neighborhoods to walk in to avoid the fee.
Meanwhile, she says there's good news at Deer Creek with no reports of quagga mussels showing up this summer.
So far, all the tests for the quagga mussels have come back negative. That still means any boats coming from Lake Powell or any other contaminated waters need to be decontaminated before they enter the water.
Earlier this year, there was a report of ongoing water sampling for quagga mussels that gave state officials a heads up that the so-called juvenile mussels had been located in Deer Creek a year ago. Juvenile mussels are unable to reproduce. A strict policy of boat decontamination was enforced and is now required year-round. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.